Hello, welcome to The Fat Lip, the podcast for fat people about fat people. I'm your fat host, Ash, and I have a short little episode for you today. So I wanted to shortly talk about Shrill. Now, if you haven't heard about Shrill, you must be living under a rock, or you just don't care about the fat community at all. But Shrill is a TV show on Hulu and is based on the book by Lindy West, also called Shrill, that came out a few years ago. And if you haven't seen it, you should. I liked it a lot for the most part. I think there are some representation issues that hopefully will be addressed going forward, but other people who have broader knowledge have covered this a lot better than I could. But for the most part, I enjoyed the show, and there were definitely many moments that hit me right in the heart and made me cry. But specifically, the one that I wanted to talk about today was that pool scene. And if you have seen the show, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't, it is the best episode of the season that already exists. And basically, Aidy Bryant's character goes to her first fat pool party. And at first she's like uneasy, and she's just sort of like gazing around at all these fat women in bikinis and like just being amazed. And then at a certain point, she like lets all of her anxiety about her body and her fear of, you know, swimming in public kind of melt away. And like she starts dancing, and like you just see this pure joy and feeling of wholeness. Like you can just see it in her. And that, like that moment, I feel like everyone that I've talked to that has seen the show and was really touched by the show talks about this moment. And for me, it was because I remember having that exact moment. And for me, it wasn't at a pool party, but I feel like many, many, many fat women who have been in community with other fat women have felt this. And for a lot of us, it is at a pool party. And there was a little bit of a controversy because Virgie Tovar saw that scene as similar to an experience that she had and talked about. And I'm not going to go into all of that. I feel like many, many people have talked about it. My feelings are that, I think that you should read Ijeoma Oluo's tweet thread about that particular controversy, because that will tell you everything that you need to know. But what struck me is that there's such a universality of that experience that, like, every fat woman I know that has gone to fat events has felt that at one point or another. For me, it was in 2007, Labor Day weekend, 2007. I will remember it forever. It's when I met my best friend in the whole world. We went to a fat event together, a bash, if you will. I mean, that's what we call them, as bashes. I don't know why I said if you will, but that's where we met, and that's where I met so many people who would become so important to me. And it wasn't really the pool party where I had that moment, but it was. So at some of these bashes, there's like a daytime event, and at this particular one, we were playing like sort of like Survivor style challenges in like a, you know, in the courtyard of a hotel with like balloons and, you know, fishing for coins and pudding, that kind of thing. But it was like a team challenge, and there were maybe like 30 people, mostly fat women, and we were just sort of playing these goofy games together. And that was when I had my like moment of wholeness and like feeling like I had found my place, you know? So that's the moment I thought about when I saw that, that shrill pool party scene. And at that bash, there was a pool party and, you know, there were fat women in bikinis, and it was, I had seen fat women in bikinis on the internet already, so I wasn't that amazed by it in that moment, but it was so freeing to be able to get in the water and swim and feel like not like the, that heavy feeling that I had felt, you know, every time I'd been a fat woman swimming anywhere else. But the point is that I feel like universally, when we as fat women are in community with each other, we have this, these experiences where we just feel like the power of our shared existence and like the power of our shared experience. And you don't have to explain what you've gone through to anyone, because we all share those experiences. And yeah, it's just like a very powerful thing to feel. And I feel like it's so important that we have those and we continue to have those, not just for, you know, those of us who understand diet culture and fat acceptance and fat activism and liberation, but for people who aren't there yet. Because, like Adie Bryant's character in Shrill, she wasn't there yet, but she went to that pool party. She was kind of, she was only there for a story, you know, she didn't buy the whole thing, but she got there and she felt it, and, you know, things changed for her. And so I feel like those of us who do believe in fat liberation and who are there kind of owe it to our sisters who are not there, you know, to create these spaces and to have these events. So basically what I'm trying to say is, if you have any resources or power in your hometown to create spaces like this, whether it's just a pool party in somebody's backyard or, you know, a fat clothing swap, I encourage you to do that, because I feel like it's so important for fat people to have community. And not just on the internet. I mean, we've all got Instagram, and we know each other from that, and we interact that way. But having physical space where we can be who we are and not have to apologize for anything or explain our needs, our physical needs, our emotional needs to anyone, that's really huge. And I feel like we all need that. And I talk about bashes often in my real life, because everyone that is the most important to me in my life, I met through a bash. I met all of my closest friends at a bash. I met my husband at a bash, you know? And often people will ask me, like, when I'm talking on Instagram about my friends, because all of my friends are fat, and I feel like a lot of fat women don't have that support from other fat women. I mean, a lot of fat women, you know, you don't have any other fat friends. You are the fat friend of your friend group. And so a lot of people ask me where I met all these amazing fat women, and I tell them, you know, at events, that it was at events. mostly all at that first event. The women who I'm closest with were all there at that first event. And yeah, it was just huge, huge weekend in my life. And so when people ask me about these things and ask, you know, how to meet people, so the bashes still exist, and and there's still value in them for a lot of people. I will say that if there seems to be two separate communities. There's the bash community and then the fat liberation community. And there's no reason that these communities cannot, you know, intermingle. Like, there's no reason that they can't. I think that bashes, unfortunately, tend to be centered around straight men and the attention of straight men a lot of times. And not that that's the reason that women go to them, but it seems to be, they seem to take over the place. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that, like, a lot of fat women go to bashes to hook up, and that's totally fine if that's what you're into. It can be real fun to just go and, like, get drunk and dance and, you know, get attention from a lot of guys. If you're a straight person. That's the other thing. Bashes tend to be very hetero. There's very few queer people or queer events at bashes. And so it's like a very, it's sort of a very one note scene. But the actual sanctioned activities at bashes are not the best part of bashes. The best part of bashes is just, like, going and hanging out with a lot of fat people and, like, laughing hysterically, getting drunk if that's your thing, making a fool of yourself if that's your thing. It is my thing for sure. And they can be really, really fun. And, like, as I said, I met all of the most important people in my life at bashes. I would never take any of that away from bashes. But I do think that there's something to be said for making your own events in your own communities that are smaller and just focused on, you know, fat people getting together and having fun, not necessarily centered around dudes. And so I would encourage you to make those events. I find a lot of people say, well, why isn't there an event like that in my hometown? You know, why isn't there a fat bash in my hometown? Why isn't there a fat pool party in my hometown? Well, there isn't, because you haven't made it yet. So the world is just waiting for you to organize your fat pool party. And the fat people in your community will appreciate it. And maybe it'll start small, but it will grow. And it's so important to make those things. I've often thought about, when I moved to Austin, creating something like a bash, but that is maybe more like a retreat sort of situation. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. And once it gets, you know, once I actually get moved and everything, I will start to work that out. I'm sure I will talk about it more here. But I just think it's so important to make these parties and create community around you and around the fat people in your town. And it doesn't have to be a big undertaking. It can be, you know, you're holding an event at a public pool and you're just inviting people to join you. It doesn't have to cost money. It doesn't have to, you know, have a banquet spread. Though that is always nice. But yeah, just create the things that you want to do with other fat people in your communities. And also watch Shrill if you haven't. It was just picked up for a second season this past week. So we have that to look forward to. I, for one, was upset that it was only 6 episodes because it did not seem like enough. Especially once, like, I was so invested. But we're going to get another season, so hopefully it will be great. And hopefully they'll correct some of the representation issues that the first season had. And hopefully Samantha Irby, who wrote the episode with the pool party, will write more episodes because it was fantastic. Best one by far. Okay, now I have to take a moment to talk about Big Fig. If you have been listening to this podcast for any time at all, you know that I love my Big Fig mattress. It is so comfortable, so sturdy, it doesn't even creak under me. I've had this bed for 1.5 years. It doesn't have a divot in it. The sidewalls are still sturdy, not broken down. And that's because the Big Fig is the first mattress system made specifically for fat sleepers. It features hybrid construction of coils and foam to make the sturdiest, most comfortable and supportive bed that you could even imagine. And I opted for the Big Fig frame that's made of recycled railroad steel, so it's extra, extra sturdy. And plus, it's comfortable for even my average-sized husband. Treat yourself to a better sleep by going to bigfigmattress.com and using the code FATLIP at checkout for $100 off your purchase and to let them know that I sent you. Give yourself the gift of a comfortable, supportive night's rest with Big Fig. Okay, that's all I have for you today. Thank you to Starcrusher for the music you heard on today's episode and the music you hear in all of our episodes. Go to seestarcrusher.bandcamp.com to learn more, to hear more. Thank you, as always, to our Patreon patrons. The patron of the day is Jennifer. Thank you, Jennifer, for your support. And if you would like to become a Patreon patron, go to patreon.com/thefatlip to find out more and to watch me make a fool of myself. I really need to redo that video, as a matter of fact. Make a note of it. Thank you also to our sponsor, Big Fig Mattress. Go to bigfigmattress.com and use the code FATLIP at checkout for $100 off your purchase and to let them know that I sent you. And don't forget to follow on social media. I'm most active on Instagram, though I haven't been that active in the last couple of weeks, but I will get back to it. Don't you worry. But all of the links to our social media can be found at the top of thefatlip.com if you need to find those. Okay, that's all for today. Thank you for listening, and I will see you again in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye.